Carl, it's my understanding that communications items number 178 and 79 would like to come up together, and 79 would like to read first, which is fine. If you could call the first two communications, please.
179, request of Jack Pollock to address council regarding merge 810.10 and the ACLU 9 model plan to make Portland sanctuary status codified and enforceable and not merely symbolic. And 178, request of Joanne Bulkley to address council regarding Portland officials should not engage in federal immigration activities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just name for the record. We don't need your address.
Good morning. My name is Jack Pollock. I belong to one of the many citizens groups around town working to strengthen Portland sanctuary city status. We come here today to express our appreciation to the council, the mayor's office, and the chief of police for all the work you've done so far to improve our sanctuary city policies, specifically Police Directive 81010, currently titled Immigration Enforcement and Diplomatic Immunity. The changes you have made put Portland on track to becoming a model of fairly applied law enforcement and an exemplar for sanctuary cities everywhere. The directive, as previously written, gave Portland police discretion to cooperate with and facilitate the work of immigration and customs enforcement agencies within the Department of Homeland Security. Those agencies, under the Trump regime, have committed a list of abuses and civil rights violations too long to enumerate in the time allowed. All of this only served to complicate Portland police officers' jobs. It undermined public confidence and discouraged people from cooperating with them. Much of what needed correcting in 81010 has now been addressed and rewritten in accordance with Oregon state law and Resolution 37277. We thank you and your energetic staffs for your dedication to make Portland a sanctuary for dreamers and immigrants and a safer, more productive community. We thank you for setting an example of what city officials and citizens can achieve by working together. There are areas of 81010 that still need further revision, so we ask that you continue to work with the ACLU, CAUSA, the Innovation Law Lab, and other community groups like ours to further improve the document. Finally, with the revisions to 81010 must come the assurance of training and accountability. The Attorney General Sessions does not recognize sanctuary cities and is ironically contemptuous of our state's rights. This means as long as there are loopholes that allow cooperation between Portland police and ICE, CBP, and DHS, sanctuary status remains a mere symbolic gesture, and we cannot protect people who live and work here with symbolic gestures. We can take inspiration from one symbolic gesture illustrated by Portlandia, our mighty colossus who kneels to extend a compassionate hand down from on high so she can lift people up, not throw them out. It's worth noting that her other hand holds a trident behind her, pointed, I think, towards Washington, D.C., to guard against its attacks on our sovereignty. Portland faces many challenges, but I believe 81010 shows that we can work together to meet those challenges and make life better for everyone living here. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. And I just want to clarify for my colleagues, we did, PPB recently has enacted a revision of the Directive 81010, and that specifically addresses, as you know, immigration enforcement. For the record, the directive affirmatively states that Portland Police Bureau officers and staff are not permitted to assist ICE with federal immigration enforcement. Specifically, Portland Police Bureau officers are not able to arrest a person for the sole reason that they are undocumented. They are not allowed to assist with the execution of administrative removal warrants or honor or comply with federal immigration detainer requests. And just for the record, we did work with the ACLU and many others in shaping 81010. Directly utilized seven of nine of their model rules that they were in. There's some disagreement in terms of the degree, but we believe we either specifically took them into account included them in a directive or made the argument that they are already included in current directive or contained in another policy. I want to assure you that we did, in fact, take a hard look at those model rules, and we believe we've encompassed virtually all of them in our directive, and will continue to work with people like the ACLU and others as we continue to shape these policies.
Mayor Wheeler.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fish.
Because we get periodic communication from the good people that are here today on the ACLU's list of 9 demands and that we all have, and this question about then is how are they incorporated into 810.10. As the commissioner in charge, could we request that someone in the Bureau just give us a roadmap, maybe a red line version, because we have the model provisions from the ACLU. It would be helpful to see how they were incorporated, and then that will in turn help us respond to inquiries we get from the public.
Commissioner Fish, I can get that to your office probably before this meeting adjourns. We have that. We've shared it with the ACLU and others, and I'd be delighted to share it with all of my colleagues as well.
Thank you.
If you wouldn't mind, Michelle, just make sure that that gets done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll go forward with this, although it's some of it you've addressed some of the issues. But hi, my name is Joanna Bulkley, and I'm here to talk with you today about the continuing work to codify Resolution 37277, which declared the City of Portland a welcoming city, a sanctuary city, and an inclusive city for all. As part of the resolution, the Portland Police Bureau was instructed to revise Police Directive 81010 to ensure that the Portland Police do not play any role in enforcing federal immigration laws. As you clearly know, the city recently released a revised version of 81010, and it is a vast improvement on the previous version. I want to echo the thanks of the previous speaker for all the hard work of the staffs of the mayor's office, the commissioners and their staffs, and the hard work of the chief outlaw and her office in developing this new version. As Jack noted, there are actually still important areas of improvement to ensure that 81010 fully aligns with Resolution 37277 and Oregon state law. And we will be back in August when it's going to be reopened to make what we hope are those additional and final improvements. Now that the revised directive is in place, I have to ask what's next. It is one thing to create directives and policies, and quite another to move from the theory that they represent to the reality of everyday life. In order to ensure that the revised 81010 actually has the beneficial effect that we're all looking for, I have 2 requests today. First, that careful attention be paid to the dissemination of 81010 through well-thought-out trainings. As someone who works for a large corporation, I have direct experience of the gap between policies enacted by leadership and the understanding and implementation of those policies by the people actually doing the work. Although it's easy to think that training is simply the process of providing the directive and telling officers to follow it, officers are human beings with many demands on their time and attention. Some officers may also have differing views about enforcing immigration law. To have effective training, it is crucial that the underlying purpose of the directive be presented to the officers in the training. For example, the importance of building trust between the police and the community is paramount. The fact that the public must feel comfortable reporting crimes to the police, and that everyone needs to feel comfortable being a witness if that's needed, etc. In addition, translating the directive into plain language and including the use of real-world examples in training is a must. It is only when information is salient and applicable to our lives that training is effective. Second, as a research scientist, I know that it is only through data collection and assessment of outcomes that we can understand how successful or not successful 81010 is when in the field. So I request that the Portland Police Bureau develop and implement a plan for reporting on outcomes to the Police Bureau leadership, the city government, and the community. thank you for your time.
Excellent testimony, and I will second what you just said about training being critical to implementing and enforcing policy. No dispute there, and I agree with you 100%. And I'm going to even broaden that a little bit. We've actually been doing training and what-if exercises for all city employees who come into contact with people who are immigrants so that they understand as well what the policies are. The data collection one is really interesting to me. And we have lots of discussions around data collection, what data should be collected and how should it be collected that preserves people's trust both in the police bureau and their rights to their own information. I would love it if you could think on that specific set of questions a little bit more and perhaps give us some advice as we take a look at 81010. I'd be very interested in that feedback from you.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thanks, both of you. Thanks, Jeff.